Hey, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Chayei Sarah, Parsha of the Life of Sarah. So the first pasuk opens up, Vayichas Sarah Mea Shana, Vesim Shana, Sheva Shanim, Shnei Chayei Sarah. Alright, the life of Sarah was 100 years, 20 years, 7 years, the years of Sarah's life. Right, and very repeated word in this pasuk is Shanim, years. And the word years, like repeated inordinate amount of times, right? Rashi gives a partial insight into the repeated use of the word shanim. I say partial because it's indeed a total insight after we uncover what Rashi is alluding to. But on the surface already, he deals with part of the concern is immediately alleviated with the basic words of Rashi. And that says each time it says a phase of years between the different, between the hundreds and the tens and the singles, between 120 and 7, to show you that you should compare them to each other. At 100, she still was like a 20-year-old vis-a-vis accountability for her deeds. Just like a 20-year-old is not, until a person reaches 20, they're not accountable for their deeds from the heavenly court. God lets sins ride until the age of 20. See, at 100, she was sin-free like a 20-year-old, right? And 20, even at 20, she still had the beauty of a 7-year-old, whatever that means. So the extra word shown is to compare, her later stages in life to her earlier stage of life, that she retained, the purity and beauty of her earlier stages in life, even in her later stage in life. That is what Rashi means to say, right? And so which we have to go deeper into yet to get a total picture of what Rashi is getting at. But then it ends off with Shnei Chayei Sarah, putting it all together, the years of Sarah's life, right? And Rashi, of course, deals with the fact that it's like a totally extra phrase. And Rashi says, Kulam Shavu L'Toyva. They're all equally as good. Right? So this last point is the hardest to understand. Like, if I were to say to you, you're just as good now as when you were 7 years old. Right? We say they're all equally as good. You're just as good now as you were when you were 7. You would be insulted. That means what? I didn't grow? Say to a 100-year-old that he's just as pure as when he was 7 years old. So what did he do with his life? Right? Life should be indicative of tremendous progress, and I should be a much better person after all these years and all the work that I put in and all the experience that I gained. I should be a much better person than I was when I was younger. What do you mean they were all equally as good? What do the words mean? Right? So the principle that Rashi is getting at over here, it's the key to what's going on in the pasuk, and is the special lesson to us, about the way we should live our lives. We want to live life like the way Sarah lived life. Chayei Sarah, we should have lives like Sarah had, the way she lived her life. Right? There's two types of growth. Right? There's a type of growth where, you used to make mistakes, but now you don't make those mistakes anymore, right? And you used to be lazy, and you're not lazy anymore. Thank God. You used to be stupid, and now you're wise. That you are, as you go on, you're ridding yourself of your deficiencies, and you're ridding yourself of your ignorance, right? And of course, that's definitely an improvement. There's no doubt about it, right? But the question comes up that, your whole concept of progress is to stop doing what you were doing wrong yesterday, right? And you really don't have a complete life, right? Because your later years are making up for your earlier years. So of course that's progress, because you're in a better position than you used to be in. Right? But those earlier years may have been wasted, because you didn't have to be necessarily as silly as you were in your earlier years, or you didn't have to be as corrupt right, or as unrefined as you were, thank God, later in life, you know, as they say, better late than never, but that's not living a full life, right? Because there were a certain amount of years that you may have goofed off, right? And so, of course, you grew out of it. You didn't stay there, and thank God, that's something very praiseworthy, but those years where you did goof off, those years are missing. When you get to Olam Haba, and they look at the years of your life, they see some years that were wasted, or some years that were full of sin, and in later years make up for it. Especially with the power of tshuva that even fixes things retroactively, right? So you may have fixed the actions you did wrong, but you're still missing time from your life. There was time of your life not lived to its fullest. The famous story that they tell you about Rav Sadia Gaon, that he used to do tshuva every day. I'm sure everyone out there knows this story. It's a very famous story. He used to do tshuva every day, and students ask him why he does that. They were with him the last 40 hours, and he hasn't done a single sin. So why is he doing tshuva today, as if yesterday he sinned? So he told an interesting story that once he was traveling incognito, he came to an inn late at night, and the innkeeper didn't know what a special person he had the privilege of hosting, and the innkeeper just gave him a lot of abuse for waking him up late at night and made him sit, made him sleep even, right, under the reception desk. He wouldn't give him a room that late at night. And early in the morning, one of the workers at the hotel recognizes Rav Sadia Gaon, and word goes out throughout the town. Rav Sadia Gaon's in town, and the whole town comes from Makalapan, comes to receive him and to honor him. And of course, the innkeeper feels humiliated that, you know, he so mistreated such a great person, and he begs Rav Sadia Gaon's forgiveness. So Rav Sadia Gaon says, I'm like that innkeeper. Right? That innkeeper, he didn't do anything consciously wrong. He thought I was a simple person and treated me accordingly, right? And that was the best of his knowledge at that time. But the next day he got wiser, and he went, oh my goodness, what have I done? You know, he learned new information, and he feels bad about what he did the day before, even though he did it with, you know, no malicious intent. So I'm like that innkeeper, right? Every day I find out more about the greatness of Hashem, and I realize that the way I honored him yesterday is not, you know, on par with the way I feel about Hashem today, because my love of Hashem and fear of Hashem deepened in the last 24 hours, and I'm embarrassed of the way I served him yesterday, even though it was to the best of my knowledge yesterday, right? I'm embarrassed of it relative to the way I feel I should be serving him today, right? And that's the way most people grow, that really, you know, we progress. But it's progress that we're sort of always making up for mistakes we've made, maybe inadvertently, the day before. So of course we're improving, and better late than never, but that's the problem, it's late. And you have a problem that yesterday and the day before you realize you didn't utilize to the fullest. Right? Sometimes you realize in retrospect, but you realize you utilize it to its fullest. And you know, this is one thing that Sari Menu didn't fall into. She always lived every moment to the full. So of course she improved. But it's not the pshat that, well, when she finally got to 20 years old, she got rid of the immaturity of a 7-year-old. And when she got to 100, she finally got rid of the immaturity that a 20-year-old may have. That's not the pshat. Right? At every stage of her life, she was the maximum that she could be. You know, as a 7-year-old, she was the best that a 7-year-old could possibly be in physical reality. So of course she progressed. But it's never a sense of progress of making up for the mistakes of yesterday. That yesterday, you know, I find out, you know, that I realized I was stupid yesterday. No, no. She was always, at every stage, of doing the maximum that's ever expected. Right? So her life was one of pure growth, that her later years, she was never embarrassed in her later years of what she did in her early years. She was indeed better in her later years than she was in her earlier years. But not because she wasted her earlier years, not because there was anything wrong with her in her earlier years. She was the best 7-year-old that is possible to be. And of course she was better when she was 20 when she was 7, but not because at 20 she made off for how she goofed off at 7. At 7 she did whatever could possibly be expected of a 7-year-old. And at 20, when there's greater expectations, she fulfilled those greater expectations, but never embarrassed of what she did at the age of 7, because at that age 7, she also fulfilled her expectations to the fullest. I mean, fulfilled what was expected of her to the fullest. And same thing when she reached 100. So So all the times that she was moving throughout life, right? She was just moving from higher level to higher. As a new day brought new opportunities, right? And new levels that just weren't in reality the day before. So she utilized them to the fullest. She never goofed off first. That's what it means to call them shovel time. They're all kids good. She always lived every moment to its fullest. And she comes with all her years to God at the end of her life. She never wasted a day, let alone she certainly never wasted a year. Every moment was lived to its fullest, and she was never embarrassed of what she did yesterday, because yesterday she did the maximum that was physically possible to do yesterday. And today, she's better, but not because yesterday she wasn't good. Today she's better because the new day just brings new opportunities that weren't in reality the day before. And that's why she's better. She's not better because she's making up for mistakes of yesterday. She's better objectively, you know, because new opportunities have come to grow, and she also lives them out to the fullest. And tomorrow she'll be even better than that, but not because she did anything wrong today. That's the way she grew. That progress doesn't mean, you know, is not limited to getting rid of what you've done wrong yesterday. But it was a life of pure progress. That there was nothing wrong with what she did yesterday, and she's still better today, because today are new opportunities. So she has to utilize those new opportunities to their fullest. And tomorrow, new opportunities, she utilizes those new opportunities to the fullest also. But it's always just an issue of living every day to its fullest. New day, new opportunity, new level, but nothing to be embarrassed about vis-a-vis yesterday. That's what Rashi means by kulam shavu latov. But Rashi means initially also by the years, 100 years, 20 years, 7 years, separate years. The word years in Lashon HaKodesh has another meaning. It also means change. Something very interesting to note, that all units of time are on a cycle. Days are on a weekly cycle. They renew every 7 days. Months are on a, you know, on an annual cycle. Every 12 months, it starts over again. Years never start over again. Never. Right? You know, 5766 is gone. You'll never have another 5766 ever again. You'll have another Tishrei again. You'll have another Cheshvan again. You'll have another Sunday again. You'll have another Shabbos again. You'll never have another 5766 again. Is Shana Miloshin Shinui, change. Right? This is what changes. This is what, you know, you leave behind. Right? You know, a lot of aspects of time are on a cycle of renewal. Right? That's the weekly cycle, and that's the cycle of the months. But years is the aspect of time that goes into the past and is gone forever. Right? God forbid. And a lot of times, you know, people say, I don't have the innocence of youth anymore. I don't have the strength of youth anymore. That's the aspect of me that changed, right? That's, you know, not on a cycle. Those are the years that are gone, because years don't remove themselves, don't renew themselves. And by Sari Menu, she was Zocha, that she always kept the good aspect of the past with her. At 100 years, she had the same thing like she had when she was 20. And at the 20, she had the same thing like she had when she was 7. That despite the fact that there's years, right, there's an aspect of time that doesn't come back, right? But that aspect of time that doesn't come back should just take your frailties into the past and into oblivion. But what's good about you should always stick with you, right? Even though you're old, you should always have the innocence and beauty and vitality of youth, right? That that's the message. Despite the fact that there's shana, years have gone by, right? The years that went by, the function of years going by is not to take anything away from her and to throw anything of her into the past, right? You know, she always maintained what was good with her and kept it with her in the present, right? Despite the fact that there are years. So what's the function of years passing? Not to rob you of anything. The function of years passing should only be shinui letova, to change for the better, right? It's a different year to bring new opportunities just to be better, but not to lose what you had last year. The shlemus, our perfections, we always keep with us, and the passage of years should only be shinui l'tayva. And that's what the Gaon says when we make a bracha for, you know, in Shmon Esrei, you know, for prosperity, say mevarech hashanim, God bless the year, right? So the Vilna Gaon says, why bless the year? He blessed me with money, right? We're asking for parnasa, we're asking for crops. We say to God like this: things are going to change. What I have today is not going to stay the same. Just like the unit called years is the aspect of time that never renews itself. Things are going to change. God, if they're changing, let them only change for the better. Things are going to change. That's shunning. But If they're going to change, Hashem should always change for the better. That's in the Baruch Hashem. Blessed to change. They change only for good. That was the sense of Sari Meir's passage of the years of her life. How they passed was only changing for the better, and it was never an aspect of being embarrassed of the past either, like we've explained. We should live lives like Sari Meir.